50 KMAN.
And good Wednesday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. We got a great show for you today, especially for midweek. This is the type of show that's going to give you that energy, power through your Thursday and Friday and close out into the weekend. In just a little bit, we'll have Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan and Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter in the studio. A little later, we'll have Lori Feldkamp, the director of Big Lakes Developmental Center, in the studio. But real quick, and this will be a really quick sort of opening segment, but I just wanted to go ahead and send my well wishes to K-State baseball coach Brad Hill and share some of my stories with Brad Hill. As many of you may remember, I used to write for the Manhattan Mercury for quite a while, and one of the first things that I did was cover sports. And one of the first beats that I got as a sports writer for the Mercury while going to K-State was actually K-State baseball. It was one of my early beats, because I believe at the time Cole Manbeck, who's one of our Powercat game day reporters and bloggers, was also writing for the Mercury at that time. And I think at that time he was totally encapsulated with K-State basketball, so there was kind of an opening spot there to cover some K-State baseball. So I threw my hat in a ring and started covering baseball right at the time that Brad Hill came on. I think it was the next year. Actually, the first season I covered K-State baseball was really the first year K-State baseball really kind of put itself on the map. It was that year they had A.J. Morris in his senior year. I believe A.J. Morris was the pitcher of the year in the Big 12 that season. We had MLB scouts at Friday night games because of that. And you've heard Mitch talk all morning about Brad Hill and just how welcoming of a guy he was. If you look on Twitter, just everybody across the board, what's amazing to me about Brad Hill and his legacy that I think will never be tarnished is that everybody's saying a lot of the same things, that he was a welcoming guy, a positive attitude, and really kind of made you feel like you were a part of the program, and it was really great to media. And I can second that, especially when I was first starting out. I did not come from a baseball family necessarily. I was all football is all we really had on at the house. So my grandparents liked baseball a lot, but my family, we never really got into it too much. So going in, I really didn't know a whole lot. I learned a lot about baseball through K-State baseball, through interviewing head coach Brad Hill, and I learned so much from him and so much from the players, so many great players, and it was such a great great streak there. I believe that was around that streak, that span I was kind of covering K-State baseball, was that span that they went to a NCAA tournament 4 out of 5 years. And you just look at the accolades that and what Brad Hill did. He took over a program that in 2004 had just one winning season from 93 to 2003, looking at our sports director, John Kurtz, had some tweets on that. Looking at Tyler Dreiling, he tweeted a list of accomplishments in Brad Hill's 15 years as a K-State baseball coach, 2013 Big 12 champions, 2013 NCAA Super Regional, and that was such a magical year. And if you remember watching that Super Regional game, I believe that was against Oregon State in that Super Regional, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong on that, but in that Super Regional, they were just one out away from going to Omaha. If you remember how close that game was, just one out away from going all the way to Omaha. Again, 4 NCAA regional appearances, the program's all-time winningest coach, Big 12 Coach of the Year. If you look at that coaching record, I had it somewhere there. It was 463 and 389 and 3 as coach of K-State. So and Mitch shared a couple stories. I remember one afternoon I was going to Toyton Family Stadium and just fresh out of the gym. It was a busy day, so I didn't have a lot of time to go and change before I went over and got some interviews for whatever feature or game preview I was working on at that time for the Mercury. And I showed up to Toyton Family Stadium in my gym gear, and I had a tank top, the arms exposed, sleeveless tank top. And I'll never forget this. Sunny day. The gun show was out, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just say that. The gun show was out, and I walk over to Toyton Family Stadium. The rest of the reporters are already around Brad Hill kind of getting started. I was running a little bit behind, and I'm walking up there, going across the stands, and I just hear Brad Hill shout from across the stadium, "Bowman!" referencing my arms. I don't remember if he offered me a scholarship that day or a walk-on that day, because I think he was kind of impressed by the guns. And they were doing BP that day, so I don't know if he's going to let me do any batting practice or not. But he gave me, kind of teased me a little bit about the gym gear. And it was a cool moment. He was always like that with me, always liked to joke around, positive guy. So
A lot of fun.
I was sad to see sad to hear that news yesterday. Yeah. But, you know, it has been a struggle the last few years. I don't think anybody was necessarily surprised that there was maybe some sort of change coming. But I'm so happy for Coach Hill that he was able to do this on his terms and really go out on his terms. And if you look at that that list of success and all the accomplishments that he's done for the K-State baseball program, I think he can leave hanging his cap on a lot of success and leaving with a lot of positivity and should be proud of a lot of his accomplishments. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to Brad Hill and thank him for how much he welcomed me when I was covering K-State baseball for Manhattan Mercury. And it was really a joy. Learned a lot about baseball and really became a fan of baseball because of covering K-State baseball during those years and because of my interactions with Coach Hill. So, again, congrats, Coach Hill, on everything you've done here at K-State. We're going to miss you. And with that, let's go ahead and go to break, and we'll come back and have Tim Winter and Kevin Logan, superintendents of Waumego and Rock Creek, here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West.